newly purchased ballot extraction machinery is expected to speed up the mail-in ballot count in Philadelphia on Election Day. KYW's John McDevitt went on a tour of Philadelphia Election Warehouse in the Northeast.
You can just follow me this way. We'll
this way.
Philadelphia County Commissioners accompany members of the media in the warehouse where mail-in ballots will be counted starting at 7 a.m. on Election Day, with the potential of 200,000 mail-in ballots to be removed from the outer and secrecy envelopes, which takes a long time. Newly purchased extraction equipment is expected to get the job done a whole lot quicker than in the past. And if there is a damaged ballot, Commissioner Seth Bluespang says a duplicate is made.
If a ballot is damaged either by the voter while they're voting, or if any of the equipment damages a ballot, that ballot is put aside, and then a team of civil service employees will take the original damaged ballot. They will have a new blank ballot that matches it. Those two ballots are numbered identically so they can be paired up, and then that vote is recreated onto the new ballot in front of observers, and then the new clean ballot can be scanned in the scanners to get the result.
Processed ballots are locked in a storage cage where they will be kept until post-election audits are completed. In Northeast Philadelphia, John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.